In this bulletin, at least 36 dead as fire engulfs a huge block of residential towers in Hong Kong, a social media ban under challenge in Australia's High Court, and in cricket, South Africa sweeps India in the second test in Guwahati. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Abadi. A man has died in severe storms to hit New South Wales overnight. The 76-year-old was killed after being struck by a tree on Glenworth Valley Road, just west of Gosford, on the New South Wales central coast. Authorities say the storms delivered destructive winds, lightning, and heavy rain overnight, leaving more than 100,000 homes and businesses without power across Sydney, the central coast, and regional New South Wales. There are widespread reports of damage across the state, including downed trees, torn off roofs, and power lines brought to the ground. A massive blaze has torn through several high-rise towers in Hong Kong's Tai Po district, killing at least 36 people and leaving more than 200 unaccounted for. Assistant Chief Ambulance Officer Chow Wing Yin has confirmed the casualties.
Fire Services Department so far handled 28 casualties. And among the 28 casualties, 9 were certified dead at scene, and 6 of them are found serious and conveyed to the hospital. And at the hospital, they are later on certified dead. Four of them certified dead.
Around 700 residents were evacuated as firefighters battled flames that spread rapidly along bamboo scaffolding and construction netting. Fire crews say conditions were treacherous, with collapsing debris, intense heat, and darkness hampering rescue efforts. Australia's social media ban for children under the age of 16 is facing a high court challenge just 2 weeks before the restrictions are set to kick in on the 10th of December. The Digital Freedom Project has grounded its challenge on the claim that the ban robs young Australians of their implied constitutional right of political communication. Under the policy, the federal government plans to ban children from platforms including Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok. When news of the court challenge broke, Communications Minister Annika Wells told Parliament the government would not be swayed.
And despite the fact that we are receiving threats and legal challenges by people with ulterior motives, the Albanese government remains steadfastly on the side of parents and not of platforms. We will not be intimidated by threats. We will not be intimidated by legal challenges. We will not be intimidated by big tech. On behalf of Australian parents, we stand firm.
The federal government is proposing a crackdown on perpetrators of financial abuse. This action is occurring through major reforms currently under public consultation. The Albanese government is specifically targeting perpetrators who appoint directors without consent. They are also targeting perpetrators who saddle victims with tax debts. New analysis has found there's been a slight drop in the gender pay gap. Analysis by the Workplace Gender Equality Agency has found a 0.7 percentage point drop in the gender pay gap to 21.1%, down from 21.8% in 2024. This means that for every dollar men earn, women on average earn 78.9 cents, adding up to a difference of $28,356 in a year. The agency's chief executive, Mary Wooldridge, says the progress demonstrates that employers are working to meet staff expectations of fairer workplaces for everyone. New data has revealed a concerning rise in the number of racist incidents targeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people. The 2024-25 Call It Out annual report has found that more than 1 in 4 reports to the Call It Out First Nations Racism Register involved prejudice towards those aged 0 to 19, a jump of 10 percentage points compared to last year. First-hand accounts across the register have told of harmful and distressing experiences, including racist and derogatory language, dismissive treatment by public services, and physical attacks. Almost a third of incidents occurred on social media, online, and in other media. Israeli security forces have taken up positions inside the West Bank city of Tubas and ordered some Palestinian residents from their homes, the latest assault in a months-long campaign across cities of the northern West Bank. Tubas Governor Ahmed Al-Assad says Israeli forces, backed by a helicopter that had opened fire, are encircling the city and establishing positions across several neighborhoods. The Israeli military says the operation, carried out with police and intelligence forces, began following preliminary intelligence around militant strongholds and infrastructure. The military says it located an observational control room during its searches of dozens of homes in the occupied West Bank. To sport now and in cricket, South Africa have completed a memorable 2-0 series sweep against India. The win is largely thanks to off-spinner Simon Harmer, who claimed 6 for 37 to bowl the Proteas to a comprehensive 408-run victory in the second test in Guwahati. Aidan Markram also took a record 9 catches in the match for the reigning World Test champions, who won the opening match in Kolkata inside 3 days. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.